Why?
Seth glared at the hololith, his eyes burning into the image of the woman who stared back at him.
Consider it payback.
Though she had changed much of her appearance, there was no mistaking the contempt that flickered in the woman's eyes. After weeks of hunting through the shoal of vessels orbiting the Armageddon system, Seth had found Inquisitor Nerissa Lekas.
For what?
He growled, clenching his fist in front of his chest as though the act might squeeze the life from Nerissa.
What debt do we owe you?
Docked aboard the Emperor's gift, Nerissa was waiting clearance to translate out of the system.
Inquisitor Corvin Herald.
I have met many of your kind, Inquisitor. I rarely remember their names.
Seth lied. He remembered Corvin. The Inquisitor had come with deception in his heart and heresy on his lips. He had sought to undo the flesh tearers, to expose their curse. Corvin had sought answers in dark places. Seth had given him a taste of true darkness.
Do not mock me, flesh tearer.
The image of Nerissa swelled to fill the hololith as she stepped closer to the Emperor's gift's picked transmitter.
Corvin was my master, my teacher. You broke his mind. You left him a shadow of the man he was.
Whether I remember him or not is unimportant. What matters, Inquisitor, is that I remember you.
And you have come to kill me.
Yes.
You are a fool, flesh tearer. If you board this vessel, I will force you to butcher everyone on board. Your actions will sign the death warrant of your chapter.
I do not need to board you.
You would open fire? I think not. Your ship lies in the visual arc of a dozen Imperial warships. If you as much as power up a single weapons battery, I will have them obliterate you. We are even. Leave it at that.
We will meet again, Inquisitor.
No, we will not.
The image shuddered and dissolved as the comlink terminated.
Sanguinius, feast on her soul.
Behind Seth, Harahel snarled and thundered his fist down into a console.
She is right. If she leaves the system, we will never find her.
I know. Comsman, open a channel to Chaplain Zophel.
I stand ready, Lord.
The Mortis Roth lay on the far side of the flotilla, hugging a debris field at the very edge of the system. The Flesh Tearer's strike cruiser was void black, an indistinct warship whose insignia and allegiance had long since been scoured away.
Do you have range?
Yes, Lord. But we cannot destroy the Inquisitor's vessel without risk. The Light of Terror and the Redeemer are both within visual range and are scheduled to translate with the gift.
Then we cannot fire. We will be excised, hunted as heretics.
Scar tissue shone raw around Nisroch's left eye socket. He had torn his eye out, given it in penance for killing Nathaniel. Seth sighed. The Light of Terror and the Redeemer were medical transports. Their holds were crammed with tens of thousands of wounded.
Nisroch is right. There can be no witnesses. Zophel, launch the assault torpedoes. Kill them all.
Yes, Lord.
The blood cleanse us.
Seth turned from his warriors and paced to his flagship's oculus. Outside, in the darkness of the void, he could just about make out the Emperor's gift, the Light of Terror, and the Redeemer, as their engines built up enough energy to translate into the warp. By now, the assault torpedoes launched from the Mortis Roth were attached to the ship's hulls. Inside each, a squad of Death Company waited to be unleashed. When the trio of ships jumped into the warp, they would take the Death Company with them. The black-armored warriors would breach the hulls and massacre their way through the ships. They were berserkers, butchers possessed of an unrelenting bloodlust. They would hack, kill, and murder until there was no one left.
We are vengeance.
Seth grinned darkly. The Inquisitor's mind tricks would not work on those already lost to madness.
We are fury.
When there was no one else left, the Death Company would turn their wrath on each other, on the ships themselves. In their rage, they would erase all evidence of their deeds. Seth felt the tension ease from his body as he watched the ships jump. He felt no regret. He would seek no forgiveness for his actions, offer up no penance. Nerissa's disregard for the lives of Imperial soldiers had appalled him because it had been unnecessary. But she had been wrong to think him above such actions. He was an angel of death, lord of murderers.
We